Good evening. It's 7 o'clock on Monday, the 24th of November. Here with your RTL Today News, Sports and Weather, I'm John Baker. Police had to intervene on several occasions across Luxembourg during Sunday with homes and cars targeted by thieves. A car was broken into on the Rue de Trèves in Senningerberg. Burglars broke into an apartment on the Rue Kolenberg in Luxembourg's Sessange district, stealing cash and watches. And there was a break-in on Rue Jean Lot in Kehl, where perpetrators smashed a window to gain access to a home and stole jewellery. Luxembourg's at-risk of poverty rate was 18.1% in 2024, which is almost 2% above the EU average of 16.2%, according to new figures published by Eurostat. The figures indicate that while the overall EU rate remains stable, the gap between lowest and highest risk regions remains wide. Luxembourg's high rate proves a continued challenge for policymakers who face mounting pressure to address cost of living issues despite strong macroeconomic indicators. According to the police in Trier, a routine check on a 14-year-old boy on Friday revealed he had absconded from Luxembourg's state socio-educational centre in Dreiborn in mid-October. He was arrested and following discussions was handed over to Luxembourg police at the border near Vaser-Billigbrug later that afternoon. In international news, Belgium was steeling itself as 3 days of strikes kicked off today in protest at government austerity plans aimed at shrinking the national debt. The movement is planned in three waves. Trains and other public transport are striking today. Tomorrow, public services such as schools, creches and hospitals join the strike. And on Wednesday, unions have called for a full general strike covering all categories. And US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and Trade Representative Jamieson Greer met the EU's 27 trade ministers for the first high-level talks in Brussels since the transatlantic ally struck a tariff deal in July. The EU is pushing the US to lower its 50% duties on steel and aluminium, while Washington is demanding Brussels rolls back green and digital rules it says harms US firms. In sports, Pep Guardiola has admitted he was embarrassed and ashamed of his behaviour after confronting a cameraman following Manchester City's 2-1 loss at Newcastle on Saturday. The City manager reacted angrily after he was filmed close up following the final whistle when he was involved in discussions with Newcastle playmaker Bruno Guimarães and match officials. And finally, Max Ojomo said he had no chance but to play well in his England home debut against Argentina. Such are the range of midfield options available to coach Steve Borthwick. Ojomo only came into the starting team as a late replacement for the injured Fraser Dingwall, and the 25-year-old Bath back in just his second test appearance produced a man of the match performance, scoring England's first try and creating the other two in a 27-23 win over the Pumas at Twickenham on Sunday. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, check out rtltoday.lu. It's been pretty cloudy all day with rain showers from time to time, and this will progress into the evening when fog will form again with rain, sleet and perhaps even some snow on the higher grounds. We're currently around 4 degrees Celsius, although it does feel a fair bit cooler.